Well, shit. Al-Bina newspaper. News of the day with Nalsa Kandil. Gaza hands over 4 dead today and 6 living prisoners tomorrow, towards second phase negotiations. Aoun and Waltz work to implement the withdrawal agreement as the occupation expands its attacks after the deadline. Preparations for February 23rd complete. Busab confirms official participation. Syrian Social Nationalist Party calls for massive turnout. The political editor wrote, with the upcoming prisoner exchange set for tomorrow, Saturday, the resistance will hand over the bodies of 4 dead Israeli captives today, followed by 6 living prisoners tomorrow. In return, more than 600 Palestinian detainees will be freed, including over 50 serving life sentences. As the first phase nears completion, the contours of the second phase remains unclear, with Israel once again raising the same obstacles that have stalled negotiations for months, chief among them the issue of Gaza's governance post-withdrawal. Meanwhile, the resistance holds firm to its leverage, retaining captured Israeli officers and soldiers. It does not oppose a governance arrangement for Gaza under the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah, overseen by Egypt, with a technocratic social support committee managing reconstruction. However, the Israeli occupation, emboldened by US President Donald Trump's statements on the forced displacement of Gaza's population, has further radicalized under Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, complicating any prospects for a second phase agreement. In southern Lebanon, after securing control over the hilltops it refuses to relinquish, the occupation has faced no objection from the US, the supposed guarantor of the ceasefire agreement. Both the UN and UNIFIL have affirmed that Israel's continued presence violates the terms of the agreement and constitutes a breach of Resolution 1701. Nevertheless, the occupation has escalated its assaults, targeting residents of border villages, as seen in Ayta Shab. Meanwhile, Lebanon continues diplomatic efforts, with a notable development being a call between President General Joseph Aoun and U.S. National Security Advisor Mark Waltz. Their discussion included an assessment of the situation in the South and a reaffirmation of Washington's commitment to assisting Lebanon in fully implementing the ceasefire agreement. At the same time, Lebanon and the broader region turned their attention to the impending funeral of Hezbollah Secretary General Marta Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah and his successor, Marta Sayyid Hashim Safiyuddin, scheduled for Sunday. February 23rd is set to become a historic milestone as Lebanese, Arabs and freedom fighters worldwide bid farewell to an exceptional leader in the struggle against imperialist hegemony. With logistical and media preparations now complete, prominent figures from the Arab world and beyond have begun arriving for the momentous event. Across Lebanon, people are preparing to converge on Beirut Sports City Stadium on Sunday morning. Meanwhile, Deputy Speaker of Parliament Ilyas Busab confirmed official Lebanese participation in the funeral, while the Syrian Social Nationalist Party has called upon its members, supporters and the wider public to turn out in force for the grand farewell.